Welcome to our program on fighting discouragement. We read in Numbers chapter 21 and verse number 4 that the people was much discouraged because of the way. We'll be discouraged if we don't fight it. We're having a little program on how to fight discouragement. Stay tuned. We've been speaking about contentment. We've seen in a previous broadcast that we should not seek contentment in our ministries. And contentment does not come from addition, but from subtraction. Contentment comes as we do our duties in the circumstances, not by trying to get rid of the circumstances. And contentment comes when we actually make God's will and our will one and the same. And contentment comes through self-denial. Today we continue with the thought that to be content, we must learn that we are nothing, we deserve nothing, and without Christ, we can do nothing. The person who has learned contentment has learned that he is a corrupt, unclean vessel that will spoil everything that comes into it unless Christ intervenes. Paul said, I am content, but he said, I am what I am through the grace of God. It is an amazing thing that God would allow any of us to have any ministry whatsoever. When I came to Sarnia, a preacher friend of mine said to me that after the many years that I had been serving the Lord, that I deserved a big church and a good income and a retirement package. I said, where did you get an idea like that? If I got what I deserved, I'd go straight to hell, and Sarnia is way better than that. I've been in Sarnia now for about 20 years, and the truth is I have never been happier in the work of the Lord than I am today. Sometimes the devil puts me on a guilt trip, though, telling me I have not accomplished enough for the Lord. The truth is, I haven't accomplished anything. John 5:5, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Whatever is accomplished for the Lord in our ministries has been accomplished by the Lord. In Luke chapter 10, Martha was very discontent because she thought she had something to offer the Lord, and she could not get people to help her. Jesus informed her that it was not what she had to offer him that was as important as what he had to offer her. Jesus said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Luke 10:41-42. 1 Timothy 6:6 tells us that godliness with contentment is great gain. The contented Christian is free from coveting the things that he does not have. The key to contentment is to appreciate what we have and not to focus on what we do not have. In Hebrews 13:5, we read, let your conversation, that word means manner of life, be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. It was in the midst of major church problems in 1 Timothy 6:6 that Paul wrote the pastor saying, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Hebrews 13:3 tells us, remember them that are in bonds as bound with them and them which suffer adversity and be content with such things as ye have. In Philippians 4:12, Paul said, I know both how to be abased and how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. It was in that context, and while sitting in a dungeon, that he said in verse 11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. And now, unless someone should assume that we can be right with God, being content while the world goes to hell, we need to understand that there are two types of discontentment. There is a spiritual discontentment and a carnal discontentment. The basic difference is a carnal discontentment focuses on ourselves, while a spiritual discontentment focuses on the things of God. Carnal discontentment always reflects upon the man who displays it. He is like a hungry wolf prowling through the forest, relentlessly searching for satisfaction at the expense of others. Diotrephes maneuvered himself into a position of power in the church because, the Bible says in 3 John 1 and 9, he loveth to have the preeminence among them. Judas Iscariot, Demas, Balaam, and Demetrius were all infected with the problem of a carnal discontentment while supposedly serving the Lord. No carnal discontented person is ever satisfied. Paul's spiritual discontentment, he said, "For that which I do, I allow not, for what I would, that I do not, but what I hate, that do I. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Romans 7, 15 through 24. Paul wrote, "I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14.